You're tuned to WQCS 88.9 FM. I'm Kenrick Thomas. Have you ever been driving around town with your favorite song playing, then all of a sudden it's interrupted? Or it's early in the morning and you're waking up to what you believe is an alarm on your smartphone, but it's not? That might be an Amber Alert, which is a child abduction alert system you may receive on your smartphone, television, or radio whenever a child under the age of 18 is abducted. The name Amber originated from Amber Hagerman, who was 9 years old when she was abducted and murdered in 1996. Daryl Hicks is the president and CEO of Amber Child Safety, a company that assists parents and law enforcement officials on finding abducted children. And he says, with the enhancement of technology, such as social media and chat rooms, children are abducted easier because predators have better access to them.
Talk to them about, you know, proper use of technology, proper use of the internet, monitor, if needed, exactly what's going on in their child's social media.
Some parents can't imagine having a child abducted, let alone plan for it. But Hicks recommends parents to always have important information such as a recent picture, their child's current height and weight, and the people they're mostly in contact with.
Who's their babysitter? Who's their piano teacher? Who's their coach? Who's their bus driver? Who are their teachers? Who are their friends? Have they been in any kind of significant relationship in their life?
Amber Child Safety recently found a teenage girl who was abducted by a member of her boyfriend's family. Because the girl's parents kept all that information on hand, with a history of her spending large amounts of time with the boyfriend, they were able to locate the young girl and bring her home to her family.
It was the father and the uncle of the boyfriend who had abducted her. We had someone who cooperated with us, and we were able to get a warrant, and we were able to get over and recover her, and those guys are behind bars now.
There were 10 children that went missing in 2013, and 9 of them were returned back to their families, with an exception of one. So far in 2014, 2 Amber Alerts were issued, and both of them have been found. John Morrison is a public information officer for the Vero Beach Police Department, and he says the majority of the time when a child is abducted, it's by someone who's closely associated with the family.
Usually it's not just a stranger off the street. It's usually someone that has some knowledge of the child or the family.
Sometimes it's a person the child feels comfortable with, and the parents wouldn't have a clue.
The child has put trust in this person. There's going to be some type of a trick to get the child to go with them usually.
Samantha Andrews is a spokesperson for the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, or FDLE, and she explains the process that needs to be taken to report an abducted child.
Individuals would first report a person missing to their local law enforcement agency, who in turn will request FDLE to issue the Amber Alert.
Paying close attention to an Amber Alert could go a long way.
You know, hope that citizens will stay diligent. And once they receive that alert, that essentially enables them to heighten their awareness. And, as long as the alert is activated, we do ask them to be on the lookout for anything out of the ordinary.
With the cooperation of local residents and parents paying close attention to their child's activities, Andrews is optimistic that children will be more safe. For a way where you can receive Amber Alerts on your smartphone, visit our website at WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.